Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, relieves pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
You just have to move that dial.
Oh, it just takes a while?
Probably so. Sometime it freezes. But I can't hear it at all.
I kept turning it down because it was just too loud. I turned it all the way down. Angela, who's joined the call?
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I hear Auntie Betty. I think Mrs. Williams.
That was Mom.
Oh, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all ain't coming in clear.
I know we're kind of low. Can you speak up a little louder, Angela?
Now she's going all the way.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Ms. Williams?
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start reading out of Genesis 13 till everyone join in. And we're reading out of Genesis in reference to Lot and Abram. So they left Egypt and traveled north into the Negev. Abram with his wife and Lot, and all that they owned for Abram was very rich in livestock, silver and gold. Then they continued northward towards Bethel, where he had camp before, between Bethel and Ai, to a place where he had built the altar, and there he again worshipped the Lord. Lot, too, was very wealthy, with sheep and cattle and many servants, but the land could not support both Abram and Lot with all their flocks and herds. There were too many animals for the available pasture, so fight broke out between the herdsmen of Abram and Lot, despite the danger they all faced from the tribes of the Canaanites and the Perizzites presented in the land. Then Abram talked it over with Lot. This fighting between our men has got to stop, he said. We can't afford to let a rift develop between our clans. Close relatives such as we are must present a unit front. I'm telling you what we'll do. Take your choice of any section of the land you want, and we will separate. If you want that part over there to the east, then I'll stay here in the western section. Or if you want the west, then I'll go over there to the east. The reading was out of Genesis 13, 1 through 9. Amen.
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 Oh, Hi, we have someone join. Is that you, Toya?
Yes, that's me.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Okay, Angela, you want to go ahead and get started?
Well, I'm trying to see if any of my team members can come.
Oh.
Any other team?
You want me to continue reading out of Genesis for a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I can. Lot took a long look at the fertile land, plains of the Jordan River. Well watered everywhere. This was before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole section was like the Garden of Eden, or like the beautiful countryside around Zoar in Egypt. So that is what Lot chose, the Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants, and thus he and Abram part company. For Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the city of the plain, settling at a place near the city of Sodom. The men of this area was unusually wicked and sinned greatly against Jehovah. After Lot was gone, the Lord said to Abram, "Look as far as you can see in every direction, for I am going to give it all to you and your descendants, and I'm going to give you so many descendants that, like dust, they can't be counted. Hike in all directions and explore the new possession I am giving you." Then Abram moved his tent to the Oak of Mamre near Hebron and built an altar to Jehovah there. And that was the reading out of Genesis 13:10 through 18.
Amen.
And thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Now we're going to go ahead and get started. If we have other callers, I'll take a moment to connect them to the line.
Okay. Amen.
We start off with we have Daniel. We have Auntie Betty. We have Mom and Mr. Varner. We have Mrs. Williams, Toya, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Tonight we're coming to you guys with.
I'm still here too. You got me?
Yeah, I said your name first.
Okay, Miss Allen called, and she's at the hospital with her husband, so she won't be able to join us tonight.
Okay.
We're gonna add him to our quick and shut-in.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams.
Amen.
Okay. We have, I did the roll call.
Okay, so you want me to do the good evening?
Yes.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that there will be something shared that will help you through your busy week. The Victorious Foundators will be presenting to us God's promises of ages. May God give us the ear to hear his word being shared. Angela will be your host. Amen.
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 Welcome,
saints.
Welcome. Giving thanks to God, giving honor to God, my parents, and each of you. And I thank God for this day and another opportunity to pray together. Let's start off by reading Matthew 19:26 together. I'll lead, and if you guys would please follow. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now you should bow your heads for the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. We apply the blood of Jesus over each of us and over the airways that surrounds us. We ask you to bind the spirit of fear and distraction and to render it powerless and harmless, any evil spirit that tries to come between us. Lord, wash and cleanse our minds with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought with the sound over mind. In Jesus' holy name, to God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Angela, I must say, if you need any help with your reading tonight, I would be more than happy.
You ain't on our team.
I know, but I'll fill in.
Okay. Hold on, guys.
Hey, Angela. I got a reader that I got my adopted daughter that she's going to read one of the things for me, okay? You hear me?
Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got somebody going to read the first one, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'll read the second one.
Okay.
Okay.
Loretta, if
y'all ready?
No, not yet. Let me...
Okay, I'll wait for it. I got somebody that's going to read for me. Okay?
Amen.
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 Loretta, if Bruce doesn't join, if you could do Matthew 6:25.
More than happy to.
Usually late, so I'm trying to up to the last.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Okay, let me first start off by giving a definition of anxious. Anxious is mental distress, uneasiness because of fear or danger or misfortune, or just greatly worried. The Victorious Foundators will present to you the verses which share God's promises for being anxious. We're going to start off with Psalms 55:22. So Daniel, your goddaughter?
Yeah,
wait, yeah. Yes, Sade is her name. I'm going to let her introduce herself, okay? Hold on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you? What was your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm Sade.
Sade? Okay, thank you, Sade. Welcome. You can go ahead and read.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Amen.
All
right. Thank you, Sade.
Welcome.
All righty. Daniel, will you come to us in Isaiah?
I'm reading on Isaiah, right?
Isaiah 41:13.
Right. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. Say unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. I would like to go to Mrs. Williams on 1 Peter. Or either which one you want to do, Miss Williams, because you were going to do both of them.
Okay. Want me to do Matthew first? I'm sorry, Mark?
Mark, okay.
Okay, let's do Mark.
Amen.
Start with verse 21 to 24. Jesus asked the boy's father, How long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help thou me to overcome my unbelief.
Amen.
Okay, the explanation on verse 23, it says that Jesus' words do not mean that we can automatically obtain anything we want if we just positively think about it. It doesn't have anything to do with positively thinking. It simply means that anything is possible if we believe, because nothing is too difficult for God to do. And we cannot have everything that we pray for if, like, it's magic. We have to have faith in God. And we have to believe that God will do what he says he will do. Verse 24, the attitude of trust and confidence that the Bible calls belief or faith is not something we can obtain without help. Faith is a gift from God. No matter how much faith we have, we never reach the point of being self-sufficient. We always need God, no matter how faith we might have. Faith is not something that we can store away like we put money in the bank. Faith is something that grows and is a constant process of daily renewal. It helps us every day if we can renew our trust in the Lord. And this helps our faith to grow and grow and increase more and more. That's Mark 9, verses 21 through 24. And we go over to Peter.
Yes.
First Peter. Okay. First Peter 5 and 7. I thought it was 6. It's supposed to be 5 and 7. It says, starting with verse 6, armor yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And it says that casting all your anxieties upon the Lord, we do not have to carry our worries and stresses all by ourselves. We can ask God to help us. And it's so good to help, to ask others to help us when we are going through stress. And if we don't, sometimes we will be overcome. It takes humility,
however, to recognize that God cares. No matter what we are going through, God cares for us. He feels our anxieties. And if we admit them to him, he's able and he's just to help us to come. Every doubt, every fear, and every anxious thought. And we have to submit all circumstances to the Lord, no matter what, because God is a God over every circumstance. He's a God over every condition, only if we are humble enough to submit them to him and ask him to help us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Let's move over to Pops, Mr. Gentle.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been hi.
I got Matthew 11:28-29. But I would like to start at 27, is that okay?
That's perfect.
Amen, amen.
All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whosoever the Son will reveal him. In verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. In verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, if we walk around with all this burden hung up without Christ, is it heavy? But if we turn it over to him and let him carry it, it'd be light for us. That's why he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So all we got to do is give to Christ. And we go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Teaching tonight.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, well, Loretta, we don't have Uncle Bruce, so let's move on.
Okay, and I just say God is good, because I'll be reading out of Matthew 6:25, but I'm going to take it all the way down to 27, because my sister and I was just speaking on these words just yesterday, and I haven't even read the program until today, so I think God is just wonderful. So I'm reading Matthew 6:25-27. So my counsel is, don't worry about things such as food, drink, and clothing, for you already have life and a body, and they are far more important than what to eat and wear. Look at the birds. They don't worry about what to eat. They don't need to sow or reap or store up food, for your heavenly Father feeds them, and you are far more valuable to him than they are. Will all your worries add a single moment to your life? Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta, and thanks for filling in that gap for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Righty. I will read Philippians 4:6. Get my book here. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, I did want to
praise God.
In summary of just God's promises of being anxious, basically, I would like to just say worry can't change our past or future, but it can ruin the present. I just have to confess and give a testimony that that's how I felt last week. So it was so timely that we're talking about anxiousness. I was on my vacation and trying to enjoy it, and this spirit of fear just creeped up in me and just made it so hard to enjoy my vacation. But in the end, it turned out to be great. So just, you know, that was a prime example. Don't worry about it. It can't change the past. But it definitely. But thank God. We tend to do the same thing, feeling troubled, tired, and pulled off balance. We hang on to our burden because we think something bad might happen if we let it go. But the answer is so easy. If we simply let go, if we trust in the Lord, we suddenly feel lighter. Let go. Let God. Amen.
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 Okay. We'll move on around to our sick and shut in by Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue for your continually healing for Uncle Oliver Champ, Uncle Dave, Vicky Husband, Jermaine Dawson, Maxine Johnson, Rebecca Rossiter and family, Carlos and Noel families, the Waters and family, Mary and Vesta Lowe, Rebecca Bessler, Miss Wanda, Mary Ann, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Michael Moody, Janet Williams, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Miss Birdsong, Valerie Crockett, Eddie Tipman, Dominique and Quentin, Rayco and family, Jordan, Dot, Barra, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, and recently we just added Mr. and Mrs. Reverend Allen. And we add anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of this prayer. Father God, we call on Jehovah Rapha for healing, restoration, for strength. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of your works working in them, through them, and with them. In Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you help them to loose every stronghold that is upon them. We ask for strength and guidance. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you, Loretta. Now we're up to our agenda on birthdays, and I just want to say the list of names that I have for birthdays. I know we talked about Kadarius last week, but his birthday is today.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Willie Cody on the 18th.
Yeah.
And I have my father-in-law, Rudolph Patton, on the 18th. And I have my godchild, is his name, Martel. His birthday is on the 18th. And Michaelin, Drell, he's on the,
Drell. Mm-hmm.
He's on the 16th.
Amen.
And I had Katrina Laitler.
What day you got?
I don't have a date. I'm assuming the 16th.
I'm not sure.
I know it's in September, though.
Yeah, I thought it was around the 20th, but I'm not sure, and I didn't check my book before the meeting tonight. But we can sing happy birthday to her.
And last
y'all got happy birthday on the 19th.
It's on the 19th?
It's on the 19th.
Is it the same as her dad? Because her dad, I got her dad down for
the I don't know when Katrina is. But Champ is 19.
I was getting ready to say Champ.
Oh. Okay, I think hers is
around. I got a birthday right now going on.
Who?
That's the older daughter's birthday, Nate. Her birthday is today. She just turned 36,
today?
But she's 55.
Okay.
All so right. We got a birthday here. So, you got anybody singing a song?
Sound like you're volunteering.
No, no, I'm not
I don't have anybody. Do you have anybody in mind?
I'm gonna ask you a volunteer. Okay, let me get a volunteer.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what did he say, Loretta?
I think he said he had a crowd of people. He gonna get somebody to sing it.
Oh, okay.
All right, give me a minute. They're on their way. They're gonna sing a birthday song. But Nate, I don't know her real name. She never gave me her real name.
Oh, that's fine with us. She's a child of God.
Yeah, AC birthday on the 18th.
Whose birthday on the 18th?
Willie Cody.
Will, okay, yeah.
Wait.
Hello? Hi. Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, and you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Yeah, today is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
What's your name?
You probably wouldn't know it. Welcome.
What a mushroom. God, anyway.
Hey, okay, we're going to try to do this, y'all. She want to sing a birthday song, but...
Well, she can sing later, but we want a birthday song.
Rico's birthday was last night, too, so... Rico, you want to sing her birthday? Come on.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, sing happy birthday for us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Deep-rooted in Christ, and
will make it through any trial, storms, or whatever come before us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I was hoping that Hubert would be on the phone, in addition to enjoying my vacation with Mom and Pops. I had some time with Hubert and Tanya. I had a great time with Hubert. And that's a testimony for me, because it's very hard for me to deal with Hubert. And I just let go and allowed us to just talk, and it was
well,
so
they can't make a phone call?
Come on, man.
It was a wonderful
thing. You don't give a damn, ain't that hard.
I'm gonna mute you. It was a wonderful time, and I really want to acknowledge him, but he's not here. But when he comes on the call the next time, I will. But it was, we just kind of reminisced about our childhood and when we stayed over in Little Street. I couldn't have been more than three. I can't believe I remember that. But it was just beautiful. That did open my heart.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Any other praises and testimonies?
Well, I would like to just thank the Lord for bringing my daughter through her operation. She's home. All is well. And we thank and praise God there will be no complication.
This is Janet Williams, correct?
That's Denise Moody, my daughter.
Janet
Williams, that's my granddaughter.
Okay.
She's still having those migraines, so we ask you to continue to pray for her until hopefully the doctors will find out what causing them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen. Will do.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have anyone that would like to say a poem or sing a song?
I want to sing.
Hey, Aretha. Are you still in my spotlight?
Yeah. I tell you, the God just moving in me. So I want to sing. I sung it once before, but I just had a revelation today. So I'm gonna go ahead and sing it. Is Jesus be the center of my life? Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end. It's always been you, Jesus. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. At the center of my life, Jesus be the center of your church. Jesus be the center of your church. Every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus at the center of it all. Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Anything else before we get to the closing?
Let me just share this, please. Humbling yourself before the Lord. Prayer is written like a little poem. We give you our heart. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord.
please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God.
Thank you for that. Beautiful. Okay. Our closing this week should be from Psalms 23.
Is it?
I had Matthew 6:9 last week. Or did I miss it?
I think we did Psalms 23 last week, and Auntie Betty did the reading on it. So it's Matthew 6:9.
Okay, after this manner, therefore pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. And that concludes our program. I'm going to turn it over to Loretta to do our closing statement to our audience.
Oh, what about the serenity prayer?
Oh. Okay.
Well, y'all want to do it as I go? You're talking to the Victoria Foundators, and I'm going to do that Shine Like a Rock.
Okay.
Because that's where we come from, that mountain on the top. We're solid like a rock. No one can stop us. And that's why we so hot, 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 hot. Amen.
Yeah, hot, 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 hot.
All righty.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm going to go ahead and lead us in the serenity prayer.
Amen.
God grant me.
God grant me.
Grant me.
The serenity to accept
the
things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
To change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference.
Amen.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared tonight that will help you with your faith walk. The Victorious Foundators did a wonderful job on God Promises of Ancients. Several books were shared to help us. Amen?
Amen.
In the book, it talked about ask for help, don't worry, cast your cares, trust, lighten your burdens, and walk in God's peace.
Amen. Hey, everybody, somebody want to say hello. Hello, Mom.
Loretta, this is Carlos. I just
hey,
want to say
Carlos.
Hello. I appreciate let me get in on the bottom end of it. I just got here. I got on the bottom of it. But I appreciate everything. And God bless all of us. And, Lord, keep praying. I'll keep praying for everybody and protect us and watch over us as we get through this week. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Carlos, welcome.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you all.
Okay, like I said, we got we thank the Victorious Foundators for the books that they've shared with us tonight. And may you all have a blessed week. And remember to keep God first in all that you do. And don't forget to put on your full suit of armor for protection from our enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And knowing that God got our back, for God would never leave us nor forsake us. So we need to walk in victory. Amen?
Amen.
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 Jesus loves you, and so do I. Everyone have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Open session next week. Sorry. Open session. Come prepared. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Andrew, you want to start the music?
Trying to turn us off.
Okay. Well, that concludes the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Hope you all enjoyed, and may God bless us all. Good night.